Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah, giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say this. I don't know who it is listening from the radio. I don't know who it is listening from the phone, but there is a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit, and I am so serious. I feel it. I feel the love, and I thank you so much for being so diligent and even taking out the time to listen to the Love of Jesus Ministry. There are many individuals on the line, and I know tonight is going to be a very intimate time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we are thanking God today. How many of you know that when your children or when children come to you and they just say, you know, I don't want anything, I just want to thank you, you know, as a parent or as an aunt or as an uncle or as a grandparent, or whomever you are, somebody just come to you and say, I don't want anything, I just want to thank you. Well, we're going to do that to God today, amen? This is God's day, and this is the day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to let you in on a big secret. The Lord is getting ready to do some wonderful things in our lives. And notice that I said our lives. We reap what we sow, as all of you know, and the Lord is getting ready to do something magnificent. I am so excited. I am so delighted. I want to thank God. I want to thank my family and my friends for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And I'm so excited because I don't know who it is, but there is a sweet spirit today. And so I just thank you for coming on the show, and I want to thank each one of my guests and my co-hosts who are listening in. And I want to thank some of my military friends. I want to thank some of you who are out of the country, some of you who are in the country, some of you who are right down the street. Thank you so much for tuning in. But we are going to begin, first of all, by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. I'm so excited. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As you all know, we have a hand on your chest prayer session, and I want you guys to just take a deep breath and forget about everything that happened this past week. Forget about what happened this morning. Forget about your circumstance. Forget about things that you have to take care of. Just forget about it right now, because we're in the presence of God. And I want you to unpack. I want you to put aside everything and give it to God right now. Whatever it is you need healing, whatever it is you need to be set free, I want you to right now. I'm going to pause as I get this atmosphere ready, and I'm going to dim my lights. I'm going to pause and allow you to get ready to experience the presence of God. When you experience the presence of God as you're unpacking, when you experience the presence of God, you are never the same anymore. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. The Lord wants to put new things on you. He wants to put new mercies and new favor and new grace, and he wants to give you new things. But you have to be ready to receive, and God is showing me that in order for you to receive his glory, your hands must be free. Amen. He says a lot of us are carrying things within our hands, and our hands aren't free. So therefore, the Lord is not able to place new things in our hands, because because we have already loaded these things with things that we're worried about, problems, situations that we're worried about. And God says, take all of those things to Him and leave them there. Pray over them and let God handle it. And so as we get ready to pray, we're going to pray unto God. And our prayer is that individuals' minds will be set free, because a lot of people are worried. You're worried about tomorrow. You're worried about next week. God says you don't have to do that. Amen? As long as you're a child of God and as long as you know God, God will take care of you. He has your front and your back and your side. And so we're going to pray unto God. And I want you guys to just put your hand on your chest. Put your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath. Do not worry about anything. And do not worry about what's going on right now. And I want you to get into the presence of God. God is here. The presence of God is here. And we're going to begin to pray unto God and just thank God for blessing us. A lot of us take things for granted. God don't have in the morning. He don't have to start us on our way. He don't have to give us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. He doesn't have to bless us as we travel down these dangerous streets and byways. He doesn't have to do anything, but He does, because that's who God is. Put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. We're getting ready to pray unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and a willing heart, a willing spirit, Lord. Lord, we come for no other form, shape, or fashion but to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. Thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. Thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Thank you, Lord, as you blessed us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Lord. Thank you for blessing us as we went into your house to come out feeling better. Thank you, Lord, for the leaders and the followers, Lord. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the families. Thank you for the friends. Thank you for those who do not know you. Lord, we come to you today and we set you in the most royal place that we have, which is in our hearts, and we just say thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord. You blessed us this whole year, Lord, and although we've experienced some storms and we've experienced some rain, Lord, you've been there every step of the way, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what's getting ready to come, Lord, and we thank you for what has been and what's going to be, Lord. Lord, we ask that as we make decisions concerning the kingdom and as we make decisions concerning our lives and the great things, the prosperity that you have given us, Lord, that we make the best decision, but that we lean and depend on you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord. As we step into new doors and doors that we've already been in, we ask, would you anoint our feet and our hands and our minds, and would you bless us, Heavenly Father, as we go about our journey. Would you crown our heads from the top to the bottom, Lord, and help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the preparation. We thank you for the consecration. We thank you, Lord, for the ground that you would have us to walk on. We thank you for the open doors that's coming. We ask, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to spread your message to the people, Lord. We thank you for the reach of this ministry all over this land and country, Lord. Oh, my God, as we are on this phone right now, Lord, somebody is hurting right now. Somebody has lost a loved one. Someone has lost something. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you restore them, Lord? We know that you can't or you won't bring back who they've lost. But, Lord, we ask that you continue to fill that void within their hearts, Lord. And help us to know that there's a start and finish in our lives. And help us to keep running the race, the good race, Lord. And help us to finish so that you may say, well done. And we may have a chance to see your face, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask you, would you bless each child, Heavenly Father, all over this land and country, Lord. We live in an evil time where children's innocence are being taken, Lord, way before they have or they're able to say no, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are sick in the mind, Lord, and sick in the heart, Heavenly Father, would you heal them and would you do a 180 where they will come back unto you, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to love each and every person, no matter what they bring to us, no matter what they do. Help us to be loving and help us to be like you, Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We exalt you. We uplift you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for the connections, Lord. We thank you for the past connections, the present, and the future. We ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to be loving and kind to each other. Lord, we ask that you be the glue that brings this nation together as many of our people are dying in the streets, Lord. We ask that you give them rest, Lord, and that you bring peace upon this earth, whatever that looks like, whatever that sounds like, Lord. We ask that you continue to use me in such a mighty way, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we open up our hands unto you. We open up our hearts unto you. We open up our eyes and our ears so that we can hear your direction. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us, Lord, and keeping us, Heavenly Father, even when we shouldn't be kept, but you kept us anyway. Then, Lord, we ask that this ministry today be something that you are pleased with, something that is acceptable in your sight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you continue to help us to run this race, Lord, but run this race with patience, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. And we ask that this be a great week, Lord, a week that you have ordained. We ask that every one of our steps this week be ordered by you, because we know that with you all things are possible, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the promise, Lord. We thank you for the plan, Lord. We thank you for just giving us hope, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us, Lord, to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We yield unto you, we submit ourselves, we submerge our minds, and we consecrate our hearts, Lord. And as we go higher in this ministry, we ask that more of you be seen and less of thee, Lord. And we praise your holy name and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. So we heard from the Richard Smallwood, Center of My Joy. And I feel so much better because I know that we serve a true and living God. And I know the promise of God. And I know the perfect plan of God. And today is going to be a day in which we just tell God thank you. And I have a Psalm for that, Psalm 106 and 1, if you would turn there. But before I do that, I want to play two songs that I know of so far. Actually, three, excuse me. The first song is by Miss Felicia Moss Eaton. And it's kind of ironic because I was thinking about Sister Whitney Houston yesterday, and I didn't realize her birthday was today. And the Lord put the song, I Must Tell Jesus, on my mind. And I could hear the song playing in my mind, but I didn't know who was the psalmist of that song. So, of course, I went to YouTube and I typed in, I Must Tell Jesus, and Miss Felicia's name came up. And I listened to her and I researched her because I loved her voice and I was wondering why I haven't heard of her. And ironically, she's the cousin of the late Sister Whitney Houston. And so I began to listen and familiarize myself with her music. And I tell you what, she has great music, so I connected with her. And so hopefully my prayer is that I will get her on the ministry, because I could tell through her music she's a very anointed lady of God, woman of God. And so I want you to, when you get time, listen to Miss Felicia Moss Eaton. But I'm going to play her song, I Must Tell Jesus, and I'm going to tell you why. With this particular song, before we even get into the Word of God and begin to thank God, right, you must tell Jesus all about your troubles. A lot of people, many people, some people go around carrying all of these burdens, and they become stressed, they become depressed, sickness falls upon them, they have headaches, they have heartaches, they have pains, they have back pains, they have leg pains because of stress. Stress is the culprit of disease. And so in this particular song by Miss Felicia Eden, I must tell Jesus, we must tell Jesus all about our troubles. And the great thing about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he doesn't tell anybody else. He doesn't talk about us. He doesn't say, wow, this person has really bothered me. You must tell Jesus. And so I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song. And then after you listen to the lyrics of the song, throughout the week, this week, I want you to tell Jesus whatever it is that's bothering you, whatever it is. A lot of times we find ourselves not telling anyone, or we find ourselves telling people. Well, people have problems too, amen, because we're all on earth. But if we tell Jesus, begin to tell Jesus, I guarantee you that he's going to work it out. And speaking of working out, we might play that song as well, Jesus Will Work It Out, because we need to have some believers that believe that God will work it out, because he will. And that's the type of God we serve. We serve a God who will work it out. And so we're going to listen to Miss Felicia Moss Eaton, I Must Tell Jesus. And I want you to really listen to this song, and I want you to apply it to your life this week. Tell Jesus, tell God about what's going on, finances, tell him about careers, whatever you have, family, kids, whatever it is, tell Jesus, and I guarantee you, he's going to work it out. Amen? So we're going to listen to Sister Felicia Moss Eaton, I Must Tell Jesus. Then I'm going to come back. We're going to have another song. That other song, we're going to play a few more songs, and then I want to speak to you what the Lord has given me, and then I'll bid you a good night after the announcements. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Your kindly
ladies and gentlemen, that was Sister Felicia Moss Eaton. I must tell Jesus, and I tell you what, when you hear her voice, you know that she is somehow akin to the Houstons, amen, because she can sing. But it's more than her voice. It's more of the words. She says, I must tell Jesus why, because he can help me alone. Amen. Only Jesus can help us. So right now, at this particular point, before we move a little bit higher in the ministry, I want you to write down some things that you're going to tell Jesus. I didn't say that you're going to get on the phone and tell your friend or that you're going to tell anyone else. I said some things that you need to tell Jesus. I need you to write those things down. And I'm going to give you about a minute. All right. So I hope that you wrote down some things that you want to tell Jesus, and I really would like for you to tell Jesus those things. That's why I had you write them down. But tonight before you go to bed, I guarantee you God will work those things out. Speaking about working out, we're going to listen to the late Charles G. Hayes and the Warriors, Jesus Can Work It Out. Now, Sister Felicia told us that we're going to have to tell Jesus. Amen. But God is saying after you tell Jesus, then you have to believe that he can work it out. So we're going to listen to that. Then I'm going to give you a little bit of what God has given me. Then we're going to listen to two more songs. Then it'll be announcements. Then I'm going to bid you a good night. Is that okay? Amen. And I know that you are joined the Love Live Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Thank you so much. This is the late Reverend Charles G. Hayes and Warriors, Jesus Can Work It Out. And this is the remix. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
I hope y'all dancing because it's coming back on again. Are y'all ready? You ready? You ready? One, a two, one, a two, a three. Hit it.
Thank you.
the late Dr. Charles G. Hayes and the Warriors. Jesus Can Work It Out. So we hear from Sister Felicia Moss Eaton. She says, in her particular song, she says, I must tell Jesus. And then after we tell Jesus, the late Dr. Charles G. Hayes and the Warriors say that after you tell Jesus, then understand that he can work it out. Amen? Amen. So I know that you believe me right about now, and I want you to try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. I have a lot of new people. I want to welcome you, and I want to recommend Jesus unto you. But let's go ahead and turn to Psalm 106 and 1, and I'm going to give you time to find that. Psalm 106 and 1. And I'm going to give you what the Lord has given me. And then we're going to listen to a little bit more of the ministry and song. And I'm going to give you some announcements, and we're going to call it a night, amen? So I have to get ready for school tomorrow. Amen. Get ready for our babies. Okay, praise God. All right, so Psalm 106 and 1. Psalms 106 and 1. Now I'll give you a few more seconds. And we're going to look at the King James Bible. And I need you to have something to write with because, as I said before, God always give more when the anointing is upon us. And it reads, this is Psalm 106 and 1. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm going to read that again. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Today is a day in which we just want to give God thanks. We don't want to come to God tonight asking for anything because God is already preparing those places for us. A lot of people think that when we say God goes to prepare a place, he's talking about death. Well, God says that while you live, he prepares a place. We want to already thank God in advance. I want you to put the word bank down. Write the word bank. I want you to write the word bank. Then beside bank, I want you to write the word praise. So you should have bank, you should have praise beside it. Then I want you to write down the word funds, F-U-N-D-S, funds. I want you to write down the word funds. Right beside the word funds, I want you to write invest. Invest. So you should have bank and praise, that's together. Praise. Then you should have funds and invest together. And then I want you to write down exercise. Exercise. Then beside exercise, I want you to write down longevity. Longevity. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that I am moving and working by the Spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so if you hear some pauses, of course, that's a natural pause. When we speak about bank, and everyone is very familiar with a bank, matter of fact, as you were growing up, you probably had a piggy bank or you probably had somewhere where you kept your monies. And what God is saying tonight is to begin to praise God for what he is about to deposit in your bank. Now, I want to be very clear about this. A bank does not necessarily mean a bank account. God is getting ready to pour some favor and blessings in your life to fill you up. God is getting ready to pour some blessings, put blessings in your life to fill you up. Now, what does these blessings encompass? What is this? It could be your bank account, or it could be your heart, or it could be your health, or it could be your business. But God is getting ready to pour some blessings into you. He's getting ready to pour some things into you. He's getting ready to put some things into you. He's getting ready to fill up your bank account. Getting ready to fill up your bank account. Those things that you've been hoping for and waiting for, God is getting ready to fill up your bank account. God says, begin to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God for his feeling. Praise God for what he's getting ready to do. God says, praise him in advance so that you will already have something in the bank when those things come. God says, make sure that you're praising God each and every day. Somebody says, I praise him until my change come. But God says, even when your change come, whether it's money, whether it's health, whether it's career, whether it's speaking, whatever it is, God says, begin to praise him so that when the monies come in, it will multiply. Amen. He says, when the money come in, it will multiply. He says, because even if you fill up your bank, even if he gives you this blessing and you're not praising him, he says, then you are not optimizing what could be in your bank. So God is getting ready to fill up your bank. It may be your bank account. It may be your health. It may be your business, whatever it is. It may be your family, restoring your family. It may be something that you've been waiting on, but God is getting ready to fill you up. So he says, begin to praise him so that something will already be in the account. Okay, you understand that. Moving right along with funds. Jesus says that when we talk about funds, we're talking about something of value. The Lord does not give us anything without value. He says even our lives are valuable. Anything that God gives us is of value. And the reason why the Lord put funds is because people understand the concept of money. And even if you have a penny has a value. The Lord says that you reap what you sow. He says, so as he began to fill us up, because God is going to fill us up, he says, it's likened unto a car. He's going to fill us up to the max. He says, each thing that he fills up us up with will have value, whether big or small. Why? Because it comes from God. He says even a penny has value, because if someone tells you that the price is 31 cents, you're going to need that penny to make that 31 cents. He says, so everything that he gives us, big or small, has a value. Begin to praise God for that. He says, the funds, once he put these things into your account, everything has a value. He says, but with this particular value, you're going to have to invest. You're going to have to invest. This is a huge word, invest. What do you mean by invest? Well, when we talk about invest, the Lord is pouring into us his favor, grace, and mercy. He's given us things that we need and things that we want, and he's putting everything in us with value. And God says, since it's of value, we must be very cautious how we use the gifts and the things that he has given us in order to reach prosperity. A lot of people, by investment, I want you to put prosperity. Prosperity. A lot of people think prosperity is having millions of dollars, but some people with millions of dollars are miserable. But God says, with this investment, you will be able to live comfortably. You will be able to edify the kingdom of God, expand your reach, and you will be able to go further when you're filled up. He likened this unto, he says, a hungry man. He says, when a man is hungry and does not eat, he becomes weak and disgruntled. He says, but if he is filled up, he can do more. So God is saying that he is going to put some things in the bank. He's going to fill us up. He says, we must praise him. He says, and each thing that is put within us has value, and we must invest, which means we must be cautious how we use it. God says he's going to give us a blueprint of how to utilize these things. He says he's going to give us a blueprint, and he says he's going to order our steps, and he's going to bring people in where we will be guided in the right direction. He's talking about investment. He says, make sure that you optimize, which means make sure if you are a great speaker, he says, do not let anyone limit you. He says, if you are working for the kingdom of God, do not be limited to the closed doors. He says, there are many open doors. He says, so we must invest in what God has given us. We must use it. God says, do not hold back. A lot of people are sitting on millions of dollars, and they die with millions of dollars. God says, give to charity. God says, do good unto the people. He says, forget not who he is, and forget not where you, he says, whence you come from. And so God's saying that in the investment, you must reach the people. not about you and your agenda. He says it wasn't because of you and how good you were that he even put anything within you. He even put anything in your account. He says it's because of his favor, grace, and mercy. Amen. Favor, grace, and mercy. So we talked about the bank. God says that he's going to put something in our account. He's going to fill us up and he'll like it into a car. He says all the way to the max. He says, but we, in the meantime, must begin to praise God so that when he does put that in there, we can optimize and we can have more. Then he talks about the funds. He says each thing he places within us, each person, no matter who it is, all have value. He says, and with this value, we must invest in order to reach prosperity. And investment is not holding the money or sitting on the money. Investment is reaching out into the people. He says, help those who are less fortunate. Give to the community. Amen. Then he talks about exercise. He says exercise is very important for the most important vital organ that we have, which is our heart. God says that our hearts must be right. He says we have to remove the jealousy, the malice, the wanting to compete, the wanting to be better, the thinking that we're better than everybody else. God says we must exercise our right to love. Exercise our right to love. We must exercise. He says because when he gets ready to invest in us and pour into us, he's going to bring us in many places and to many people who are familiar with us and those who are not. He says, and your heart must be right. He says, your heart must not be tainted or crooked. He says, you must not have a dead heart, which means that you don't understand the needs of the people and you don't understand what God has for you and you don't understand what is invested inside of you. He says, there will be people who will try to limit your talents, limit your abilities. He says, but there are other places that you can go to optimize. He says, do not be discouraged because of that. He says, so you must exercise. Why are we to exercise our love? Why are we to continue to have our heart flowing? He says, because there will be longevity in our lives. Longevity in our lives. And many of you are saying, yeah, but our days are numbered. But God is talking about when he fills us up and when we begin to praise him and when we understand the value inside of us and when we begin to invest in the people and invest in what God has given us and when we begin to love and exercise, he says we will live a longer and prosperous life on earth. He says we will be able to optimize our days on earth because each day will be filled with value and purpose. Amen? With value and purpose. And so that's what the Lord gave. And the Lord says that he is going to fill us up. He is going to fill us up. He's going to fill up our bank account. And I'm going to make it real. Let's talk about a bank so that you can understand. He's going to fill up our bank account. All right? After he fill up our bank account, or even before, since you already know, begin to praise God. Because you don't want God to put more in the bank account than what we're willing to give. And so we must praise God and meet God there. We must praise God. Then we talked about the funds. It doesn't matter whether it's big or small. Some people are going to receive grande blessings. Some people are going to receive small increments of blessings. God says that each blessing that he gives has value. Those are our funds within the bank account. Then he says we must optimize or we must invest in order to reach prosperity. Investment does not mean sitting on millions of dollars or sitting on the blessings of God. God spoke about the five foolish, right? And so we don't want to just sit on what God has given us. We want to utilize it and optimize it. It's prosperity. God just showed me prosperity. God says that since he has put this in us and since he has built us up with all of these gifts from him, he says the prosperity comes from the opportunity. He says prosperity doesn't necessarily come with the money. It comes from opportunities. It comes from open doors. It talks about prosperity. Then he says we must exercise. Why should we move our bodies? Because it's good for us. God says we must exercise love within our hearts. We must love each person, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, no matter what they say, no matter how negative they are. We still have to love these people. Why? So that we can live out our days and we can optimize our days and we can utilize what God has given us in a big, big, big way. So I've read to you Psalm 106 and 1. So we're praising the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. God, no matter what, loves us. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that God loves us. God loves us, and we love God. Amen? And so I want you to think about that this week, because God is getting ready to really pour into us. He's getting ready to pour into our lives. He's getting ready to do some magnificent things in our lives. And we have to be ready to receive. We have to be ready to accept what God has given us. Amen? Amen. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I want you to listen to Brother Keith Pringle. I just can't stop praising his name. Then after we listen to that, we're going to listen to Near the Cross. And then we're going to listen to Bishop Walter Hawkins. Thank you, Lord. And then I'm going to give you the announcements. Then I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfie the Love. Amen. That was Keith Pringle. I just can't stop praising his name. Amen. We have a lot to praise God about. The next song we're going to hear is, just a second here. The next song we're going to hear, as soon as my computer comes up, is Bishop Walter Hawkins. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Thank you. Amen. That was Bishop Walter Hawkins with Thank You, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We're going a little bit higher. We're going to hear Near the Cross, amen, because we know that in thanking God, God died for our sins, and he already paid the price, and that's why we can thank God, because he's already paid the price. Whatever it is you're struggling with, whatever it is you're going through, Jesus has already paid the price, and we're thanking God in advance because we know that he's going to deposit something within us that is going to help us to keep running to see what the end is going to be. Amen. We're going to hear one more song, and then I'm going to come with you with some announcements because we have a lot of things going on with the Love of Jesus Ministry. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Thank all of you, my family, my friends, and my guests for listening to this particular ministry, and be sure to invite some other people when you come on the next time. All right?
And Jesus knew that cross death upraised a fountain free, oh Lord, you are a healing tree. They tell me it flows from God. Read my mountain.
Can't you hear me singing? Come on.
In the cross,
wonderful Jesus.
In the the river.
time you sing that song, you usually think about a funeral. Most of you, you've got that on your mind right now. You probably heard it at the last funeral you went to. Somebody you loved died. You wish you could have told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow, because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth now and forevermore they rest from their labor, but their works follow them. They rest from their toil. They rest from their sweat, but their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God, and they go into that great cloud of witnesses. Hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby, almost lifeless body? The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama said, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I can face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window and right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. Maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickles down that face. And you want to say goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy, I love you. But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if their focus has put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama, goodbye, daddy. Goodbye, little boy. I thank God for the rest that remaineth for the people of God. You may be
seated. Amen. That was Near the Cross by Bishop Carlton Pearson. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you've had a good time listening not only to the songs but to the Word of God and understanding and recognizing that God is getting ready to make a deposit in your life. Amen. That's what God said. He's getting ready to make a deposit into your account and for your account, because each person on earth is valuable to God. Each person is important. I want to put this in. God says that He is going to bless even those who have turned their backs on Him, because He wants them to experience what He can do. And that's how we save souls, ladies and gentlemen. We don't just save souls in the churches, but we go out and we save souls for those people who have turned their backs unto God. We allow them to taste and see that the Lord is good. That's just not a verse, but that is reality. And even when you're getting ready to buy something, either you've heard that it was good, or somebody you was able to taste to see that it was good, and you continue to buy it. And so when we talk about the kingdom of God, we have to allow people to see the God in us, and also we have to allow them to experience God. And they experience God by how we treat them. They experience God by how we show them the way to God, okay? So without further ado, I want to go ahead and move to our announcement so that I can bid you good night. Be sure to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, journalists, community leaders, psalmists, managers, school officials, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Make sure that you pray for those individuals you know and those individuals you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly to my billboard here. And what you will find is you will find a little bit about me, of course, alfreda.hubpages.com. Let's go ahead and go there, alfreda.hubpages.com. And here you will find different articles that I have written. You will find different articles, and I want you to just read about it. We have celebrity articles. We have effective presentation articles. We have social life in school. We have teaching. We have personal health information and self-help. We have activism. We have Christianity, the Bible, and Jesus. We have radio. We have social issues. We have blues music. We have politics and political science. We have the mother-child bond. We have Christian and gospel music. We have United States politics. We have crime and justice issues. Of course, we have radio, God and views of God. We also have politics and political science again, preparing for tests. We have radio. We have events that change the world. We have television and TV shows. We have educational issues. And, of course, again, we have activism. So please, please, please read those articles. You will find some great information within those articles. Be sure to share this particular webpage, with your friends. In addition to that, let's go ahead and move to alfredaloveshow.com. And this particular page is also being renovated as we speak because I have many different co-hosts. Matter of fact, in all, I have four different co-hosts, and they're going to have their own pages. But on this particular page, you see Dr. Alfreda Love, and you see some things, the homepage, of course, Love Radio. If you click on that button, you'll be right on my radio station. If you click on training, you will be right on the consultant and I. You'll be right on that page. But here's an about the venue location. You'll see many gospel artists that you can listen to. Here's some links for LinkedIn and other areas on the web that I have. Spiritual Guide, that's the book that will be showcased in October in Houston, Texas. Of course, meet Dr. Alfreda Love, for those of you who do not know me. You will see different speaking topics that we speak on. And I want you to click on the speaking topics real quick here. And with those speaking topics, school matters. We're going to be talking about cool classrooms, bully-proofing schools, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, no team member left behind. Your church is within the heart, what is inside your heart. Relationship, religion, and relief. Burdens are temporary things. Those are the different topics that we speak on. We would love to come and speak to you. We have many different articles. We have Love's Author Corner, and I'm looking for more authors. And then, of course, the health and human performance. I have a few videos that I want to add to that. So I really want you to look at alfredaloveshow.com, and you will find everything pretty much that my consultants and I do. You will find that information there. In addition to that, if you want to be a guest on the show or ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Please be sure to support and vote for Miss Angela Blair. Excuse me. She's actually in Dallas, Texas. If you go to www.epitomemagazine.org, then you can vote for her there. Please vote for her. Gospel artist highlight would be Pastor Shirley Caesar. She is a legend. She's been around a long time. I actually had the opportunity to meet her at the Pastella Awards. She's a very anointed lady of God. Best gospel show, of course, Dr. Bobby Jones' gospel show is the best gospel show. He has a plethora of artists who have come on his show, and is very anointed. Of course, the number one radio gospel show in this house is the Afrita Love Show, and that's under blogtalkradio.com/Afrita Love. Then Celebrity and Business Savvy of the Week, we have Mr. Stedman Graham. He has a lot of pertinent information about leadership as well as about different business endeavors, and it's some good information. I had the opportunity to meet Mr. Stedman Graham on various occasions. Some August dates, August the 11th, the Belmead Council. If you're in the city of Belmead and would like to come to the meeting, please do so. It's at the City Hall. We will be at the Belmead Civic Center, as you saw in that video, on the 17th. We will have a forum concerning the 2 cents for the Belmead tax rate, which will help our city tremendously. On the 19th, I will have a television appearance. I am planning, and my team is planning, for a big talent show. And this particular talent show is the Big Jingle talent show because it's going to be in December, okay? It's going to be in December and right here in the heart of Texas. I'm seeking acts that are clean yet entertaining. And due to the past high numbers of participants, I'm going to have to limit the acts to 5 acts per category. Right now, we're planning for December 2015 in Belmead or Waco. Prizes will be given to the top in each contest, and certificates will be given to all participants. As you know, most of you already know how we do it. We're going to have some fun, and good things are going to be going on. Approximate time is from 6 to 9, and we're starting sharp at 6. So if you have an act which starts at about 6:15, then I suggest you be there a little bit earlier. And I'm getting ready to promote and send out information. According to this, I formed my team. My team is pretty much formed, but we're getting the information out. I'm seeking steppers, poets, dancers, psalmists, whatever talent you have. Of course, those who are auditioning, you know that it's free to audition. You know that it's free. In case of a group mixture, if you have a group, if you're a group, you will receive the same prize for your group or a small donation. I am taking individual and group acts. So at this particular time, before I even get it out to the press, if you want to send in some information about an act that you have, you can send it in to emonya_love@yahoo.com. Everyone is encouraged to participate. Please submit your information to me by October 31st as I will be finalizing all participants and focusing on the show. We're going to have 5 categories, children 5 to 12, teenagers 13 to 18, young adults 19 to 30, middle-aged adults 31 to 50, and our seniors 51 plus. So we will have those categories, as I said before. I can only take 5 acts per category. And so keep that in mind. And I want to thank you so much for being cognizant of that and understanding. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to encourage yourself. Make sure that you continue to trust God and believe in God. Know that God is going to deposit something in your life, something special in your life. And just know that without God, we can do nothing. But with God, we can do everything. We're going to pray for restoration of whatever is broken. We're going to pray for broken hearts. There are many people who are broken, and we're going to pray that God put them back together. And if you read the article celebrating Sister Bobby Christina, I spoke about how Sister Whitney Houston had a song that said, "Where do broken hearts go?" And God just revealed to me that he is the only one that can fix a broken heart. So you must pray unto God, and you must believe in God, and you must trust in God, and you must believe in God. I want to my family and my friends and my co-host, I want to thank all of you out of the state and in the state for tuning in to the Love of Jesus ministry on tonight. I know that you could have been doing so many other things, but I really appreciate that. Remember this week that God is going to deposit some great things into your account. And whatever it is, God says it has value, and optimize it to the best of your ability. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is so far Wednesday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for
someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.